John, of course, traditionally we all thought that we have the Sun and then Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, and on and on and on. Now, in your particular theory, and Velikovsky's, of course, as well, now, if Jupiter spun out Venus, in what form did Venus pop out as? Was it gas? Was it rock? What happened?
The energy of the impact on Jupiter produced a cloud of plasma. That's a type of matter where most of the atoms are actually ionized. But the cloud was so big that it had its own gravitational attraction, held it together as it rebounded from the impact on Jupiter. And the great heat of the material that was rebounded from Jupiter was an important factor in forming a terrestrial planet, because a terrestrial planet is much more dense than the material on the surface of Jupiter. So the great heat of that initial explosion and the contraction of the gas cloud started a process whereby the lighter elements were outgassed into space, and then as this flaming ball of gas, which is the form of a protoplanet, okay, it's not really a planet yet, it's just a ball of plasma, it still follows an orbit, and the orbit took it in closer to the Sun, and every time it would go around the Sun, its perihelion, the tidal force of the Sun and the electromagnetic field of the Sun acting on the ionized particles applied a braking effect to the protoplanet, so that it was like firing an enormous retro rocket when it went through perihelion. So okay, the next time it swung out away from the Sun, it didn't go out as far as it had originally been. And at the same time, the orbital energy that was used to heat it up when it was near the Sun was lost, and that heat again heated the body up to over 10,000 degrees, which meant that more and more of the light elements were outgassed. So as the orbit was quickly reduced by these interactions with the Sun, that energy went into heating the cloud, and that went into the outgassing of the lighter elements. So the process of reducing the orbit, which originally started way out as far as Jupiter, down to an orbit that was inside of the Earth, also resulted in increasing the average density of the planet, so that mainly the heavy elements that had come out of Jupiter and out of the impacting body were what was left, and that's how you form a terrestrial planet.
Okay, so this object is going around the Sun. It comes inside of the Earth, so it's not in the same orbit that Venus is now. Where was Mars then at that time?
Mars was, let me say this, that process proves that all terrestrial planets have different ages. Because if Venus was created that way out of an impact on one of the giant planets, then all the other terrestrial planets were produced the same way. That means that the original solar system comprised only the giant planets, and it wasn't until some body from outside the solar system struck one of the giant planets that the first planet was formed. Then the first planet that was formed was Mars, and or what I call priori Mars, because there was an important difference between the way Mars was then and the way Mars is now. That Mars ended up, or what I call priori Mars, but I'll just call it Mars for simplicity.
Okay, sure.
That ended up in an interior orbit, in an orbit similar to the orbit that Venus is in now.
Okay, all right.
And we know the age of that from meteorites that have fallen from Mars to the Earth. and it's like 4.7 billion years old. But we do not know how old the original solar system was, because we have no way of finding the ages of the giant planets.
Well, we do think, though, the sun is, what, 4.5 billion years old or so?
No, that only comes from a poor assumption.
Okay, so that could be off by how much?
It could be off by any amount.
Really?
Yeah.
Billions and billions of years?
Well, as I get into this, you'll understand that the rocks, the carbonaceous chondrites that fall to the Earth, which have been dated at 4.7 billion years, they're considered by the planetary scientists right now as being primordial. In other words, those rocks somehow formed in the planetary disk that surrounded the sun and were never part of a planet. So they say, okay, their age,
right,
is the age of the solar system. But actually, all of those carbonaceous chondrites actually came from Mars, when Mars was very close to the Earth, and it was and rocks were being thrown all over the place from Mars. You couldn't really form a rock, a hard, compressed rock, out in the weightlessness of space. It's impossible, because there isn't any gravity to hold it together. So the idea that these carbonaceous chondrites are a measure of the age of the solar system just doesn't make any sense. What's happened is so much of that carbonaceous chondrite material was blown off the surface of Mars when it was close to the Earth, and a lot of it has fallen all over it, but a lot of it has fallen into the atmosphere of the sun.
Now, when you say close to the Earth, are you saying where Venus is now, or where it is now, or where Mars is now?
Well, the process was this. Venus rampaged into the inner solar system. It interacted with the ancient planet Mars innumerable times.
Which was where Venus is now, you're saying?
Yes,
okay.
Right. And Venus, being a more massive body, just kicked it out of that orbit and put it in an orbit where it started to, where its orbit crossed the orbit of the Earth.